The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about consumer sentiment.
Well, the Federal Reserve doesn't want to crash the economy. That was Chairman Jerome Powell's last message, and he made the statement as part of a presentation at the American Research Group, the Brookings Institution. He was speaking about how the U.S. Central Bank is using monetary policy to subdue inflation growth and restore price stability. At the time, the central bank chief recognized that inflation pressures are starting to ease, and Powell noted that core goods prices have dropped from very high levels earlier this year, and housing inflation has been declining since this summer. This marked the first time he had made such a comment since mid-2021. So the housing inflation comments are especially important because it is the single largest component of the BLS's CPI. It has roughly 42% weighting in the index, so any swings in rental prices up or down will have an outsized impact on the direction of domestic cost growth and ultimately central bank policy.
And so what does this mean for interest rate hikes?
The development drove Powell to say the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, now feels it's time to start dialing back the pace of interest rate hikes. It was an especially striking comment because of the timing. The implication was that the central bank would only raise the federal funds target by 50 basis points instead of the 75 basis points like at its last four meetings, which, as we know, it did only end up raising it by 50 basis points. The change could drive institutional money managers to invest more of their assets in the S&P 500 index. But don't take our word for it. Look at what some of the recent inflation data has showed us. The CPI figures for November rose 7.1% year over year, compared with Wall Street's expectation for a 7.3% increase and the prior month's 7.7% gain. On a month-over-month basis, the data rose 0.1% versus the expectation for a 0.3% gain and a 0.4% increase back in October. Even the central bank's inflation experts got it wrong. The Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland predicted a larger jump, forecasting year-over-year and month-over-month increases of 7.5% and 0.5% respectively. This marked the fifth consecutive month where the annual CPI number has remained below its June peak. It's also the lowest year-over-year reading since December 2021. And if we annualize the month-over-month change, we'd be looking at year-over-year inflation of 1.2%. We haven't seen that type of number since late 2020.
And what about the core consumer price index reading?
It was a similar story with the core CPI reading. It rose 6% year over year, lower than the expectation for a 6.1% increase and below October's 6.3% gain. And the core CPI was up 0.2% month over month, compared with the estimate for a 0.3% rise and the prior month's 0.3% climb. What sticks out even more is the core month over month data on an annualized basis. Over the next 12 months, we'd be looking at year over year inflation of 2.4%. That's much closer to the central bank's 2% target. So the core CPI reading is important because it's the number the Fed is paying the most attention to. It doesn't include the volatile swings of food and gasoline prices, so the central bank views this as a true reading of the underlying trend in inflation. In past rate hike cycles, the Fed has sought to keep raising interest rates until the real Fed's fund rate turns positive. That's the plan this time, too. At the policy meeting in November, Powell said the real Fed funds rate must turn positive before the central bank will consider pausing its rate hikes once more. So from the peak in March, when the central bank first started raising interest rates, to now, the real Fed funds rate has dropped by almost 5%. While it's still negative, that's a massive move.
Can you please explain to our listeners why that is such a massive move?
This is important as it relates to the mindset of retail and institutional investors. It tells them that the Fed is rapidly approaching its goal of a positive real Fed funds rate, and once that happens, it can pause rate hikes, giving it room to even start lowering them eventually. So, investors seeking to cash in on peak interest rates will clamor to buy assets such as U.S. Treasuries and stocks that offer high yields. In other words, they'll start to put some money to work, while also looking to buy more aggressively once they sense rate hikes are done and the Fed hasn't crashed the economy. With stocks down, it means less money for most investors, but it's even worse. Prices of nearly all household items are still sky high, even with cooling inflation. The average American consumer is faced with a big problem. They have less money to spend on items that are more expensive than ever before.
Yes, in fact, supposedly I should have earned the most money this year than ever before, but due to the enormous costs associated with just about everything, I didn't. And to top it off, my KIOW retirement plan I continue to pay into has taken a drastic hit.
And if you're like most people, you haven't had much confidence in our economic outlook lately. In fact, one of the leading indicators used to predict investors' feelings shows that things haven't been this bad in decades. And that's tough to hear, but you might be surprised to learn this. It likely means we're nearing the end of this downturn. The leading indicator I'm talking about is the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index. So the Consumer Sentiment Index, it tells us how confident the average Joe is in the economy at any given time. It's sometimes referred to as consumer confidence. Bottom line is this, consumer spending is the bedrock of the economy, and confident consumers spend money, and rising levels of confidence drive bull markets. And on the flip side, falling levels of confidence drive bear markets. The bad news is people are feeling pretty down on their luck these days. After all, we're in a bear market, and consumers haven't felt this bad in more than 40 years. But here's the good news. We may be on the verge of a major turnaround. Be patient and get confident about the coming recovery, and trust the data.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied.